Choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And I want to welcome everyone who is in our sanctuary and all those who are in our pavilion and those who are listening around the world on the internet today. I would like to say Merry Christmas to all on behalf of Bethel Baptist Church. And we pray that while you're here today, we pray that you might be comforted by God's word as we receive his power from on above, and his love and his care. And this is the day, you know, that the Messiah did come, as it was promised in the Old Testament. And we have a lot to celebrate today, and we look forward to Pastor's message. We look forward to the cantata today, and today we also you can also find an outline of the sermon the pastor is going to be teaching today in the bulletin. Our scripture of the month is Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the King, Christ the Lord. Amen. Now we're going to continue praising the Lord with Tae Young at the piano. And myself will be leading the songs. And we welcome back Tay and Henry from their vacation. Okay, we're going to be singing first and last stanza of hymn number 85. First and last stanzas.
Round.
much for praising our Lord with your beautiful singing. And let us continue now with hymn number 94. 94, first and last stanza, please. And if you'll please stand for the singing. And please remain standing, Pastor Tomlinson.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. What a blessing it is, even though it's not Christmas Day yet. It is our last Sunday before Christmas, and what a blessing it is that we can gather together. I want to remind people that come January, the first Sunday in January, we'll begin our afternoon and evening Bible studies. We're going to be having the first study starting at 1:30 and the next one at about 3. And so if you have any questions or topics or things that you would like us to cover, at least during the first session, 1:30 to 2:30, send an email to questions@bbcmh.org and we'll look at placing them on our list. Also, if you would like a copy of our bulletin, send me an email at secretary@bbcmh.org. You can contact me. I know it's a lot of letters, and you probably can't figure out how to spell it, but it's on our website, PastorTomlinson@bbcmh.org. You can also contact me there, and you can also send letters and such to P.O. Box 100, Morgan Hill, California, 95038. Let us pray to our Lord. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the reality that you have called us out of the darkness of hell and into the light of your truth and of your Christ. As we look around us and we see the Christmas decorations and the many lights, it's a reminder that Jesus Christ entered into this world as the true light of this world. In that, in you we have light, you have life and purpose. In you we have a strength, and we look to you for your divine wisdom, guidance, and direction, that you would communicate to our hearts and minds how we need to conduct ourselves and how we need to submit to you, your word, your will, and your calling. And Father, in Psalm 94, we read, "In the multitude of my thoughts within me, your comforts delight my soul." And so, Lord, we look to you for your comfort. We look to you for your presence and for your strength. And I pray, Lord, for your divine spirit to be upon us and upon the families of Bethel and upon all who call upon your name, that you would instill within their heart a longing, a desire for your word and for your presence. That as one people, we would gather together to seek you as intercessor, to seek you as Lord and as King. And I pray, Lord, that as we draw closer to you, those around us, neighbors, coworkers, and just people we encounter on the street or in the stores, would see and hear and feel of the transforming power of the presence of Christ through the love of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for this country who is in so many ways in different levels and types of panic and anxiety over whether it's COVID or whether it's over thoughts of brutality or whatever it is. Lord, bring your peace into the situation and encourage hearts and minds to seek after you, after truth, after holiness, and after righteousness, that the glorious riches of Jesus Christ would be made alive and made aware to those around us. And Father, I pray for your healing power upon those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world, for those that are infected with the COVID-19 virus, for your healing power and your presence and peace. We pray for our sister Lil Ida as she has low blood platelets and is in pain, for you to comfort her and encourage her heart and mind and soul in you. We pray for those with cancer, Lord, a terrible disease, for Karen and Tarcisio, for Rick and Kim Lee, for Eduardo Pastor, in that you, Lord, would bless these people with your spirit, with your peace, with your joy, and with your healing touch. And Father, I'd continue to pray as well for Bob Jones's sister-in-law who has been diagnosed with COVID-19. She's got dementia as well. Lord, bless the family to be strong in you and to be encouraged by you. Father, we pray that you would help us as your people, as your servants, to understand the best way forward in reaching out to the community around us with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to encourage them to learn to step out in faith and to trust you. We pray that you would help us to reopen and reactivate our ministries, our services, from our morning Bible studies for all age groups, up through the choir activities, up through even into evening service, Lord, that your name would be praised and glorified all day long, and people would flock to you to want to know you and the power of your resurrection and the hope of eternal life. We pray for those pastors in California and many other states that are bringing lawsuits because of the shutdowns. And the word of God tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. The word of God and the assembly of God's people is essential to life, as the Bible teaches us. And so we lean upon that and trust in that. And Lord, I pray for your hand of protection, your hand of blessing upon the missionaries that we have throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila of Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco of Bogota, Colombia, Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Merixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Use them in a mighty way to reach the lost of this world with your gospel, that you would transform lives and bring them into your presence. We pray for the offering to be used for your honor, for your glory, to grow and expand the boundaries of the kingdom of Christ, that you would bless the hands of those that support the work of ministry, to those that hear the word of God and believe, whether they're here in the sanctuary, in our outdoor pavilions, whether they're listening over the internet or the CD. Bless them, Lord, with your presence and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Oh,
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. Today, before we begin, I would just like to say welcome again to all those who are in our sanctuary and outside and over the internet, and our guests that we have with us today, visiting with us. We welcome you to our worship service. We're going to be studying today in 2 Samuel. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 through 18. That's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 8 through 18. If you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. Now therefore, thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a great name, like the name of the great men who are on the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them any more, as previously, since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all your enemies. Also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. When your days are fulfilled, and you rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. but my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I removed from before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established according to all these words and according to all this vision. So Nathan spoke to David. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, Lord, O Lord God, and why is my house that you have brought me this far?" May God bless the reading of his word, and let us remain standing for a word of prayer. Our Father, in your most holy heaven, we now enter into your holy of holies once again. We enter into your holy throne room, into your holy presence, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, with reverence, we come before you because of your holiness. Father, your word tells us in John chapter 1 and verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Christ was born. The Messiah has come. We worship you. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Most holy Lord, you were the most holy child sent from heaven to Mary by your Holy Spirit. We lift our songs of praise to thee. By your redeeming love, you have set us free. We now long for heaven and your return. O God incarnate, one with the Holy Spirit and the Father, the Son of God, our hope, our Prince of Peace, for you, Christ, our Lord, has been victorious over sin, and you will reign eternally. Christ, you were born to rescue us. Christ, you were born to make your Father known to us. Christ, you were born to show us the way to heaven. And in heaven, we will praise you eternally. Father, your word tells us Jesus was born to die, to pay for our sins, so we could be with him forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your great love and grace toward all mankind. Father, your word also tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15, your word tells us, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Thank you, Father, for this free gift of your Son and salvation through him. Father, now bless all the hearers of your word today, and may many come to know this indescribable free gift, the Son of God himself, and confess you as Lord and receive him as their Savior and Lord of their life. Father, now grant our pastor Greg Tomlinson, a great servant of yours, with great power by the Holy Spirit, to preach your word mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.